This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For the second time in 4 years, the University of South Florida Heard of Thunder marching band will ring in the new year overseas, this time in Rome, Italy. Matthew McCutcheon is the director of USF's athletic bands. He says the Herd was invited to perform in the Rome New Year's Parade by the same organization that invited them to perform in front of 500,000 people in London's New Year's Day Parade in 2013.
It's through the continued excellence that we strive for year after year, and we're thrilled that we're getting some international recognition.
During the week-long trip, the band will perform 4 times. Rosanna Waney is a senior drum major.
In addition to us doing the parade, we're also going to be doing some smaller performances with the marching band, also more in like a smaller setting in like a church, just like a brass choir, woodwind choir, things like that. So also for us, that's a really cool experience, something we don't usually do in the marching band setting. So looking forward to that as well.
The Herd will also perform at a street fair in the small town of Frascati, in St. Peter's Square in front of the Vatican, and at the New Year's parade itself. McCutcheon says the route will take them through the center of Rome, past Trevi Fountain, and the Spanish Steps.
It's different from a normal parade. The audience will actually be kind of right beside us and almost a part of the parade. But we'll pass cathedrals and fountains and an incredibly appreciative audience.
Senior drum major Scott Schiff says one of the reasons the crowds are so appreciative is because a band like the Heard of Thunder is relatively unusual in Europe.
They don't have the giant 370-piece marching bands like we do, so hopefully, you know, we get to show them something different and cool that they really enjoy.
Now, getting the band, the staff, and a handful of parents over to Rome is easy enough. They're spaced out on 3 different airplanes. But getting all their instruments and uniforms overseas, that's another story. In 2013, they sent 100 band members and 95 crates of gear to London. This time, 135 Herd members are going, so the load is going to be even larger. For instance, McCutcheon says, think of just one not-so-small part of the brass section alone.
We probably have more tubas than just about any other marching band in the country. We're marching 36 tubas, and 22 of them are going with us. So packing up 22 tubas to be shipped to Rome is going to be quite the adventure.
There's one other matter complicating things. The USF Bulls football team will likely be playing in some bowl game during the month of December, so some band members may be making 2 road trips that month. And if the bowl game takes place during the Rome trip, McCutcheon says there are enough Herd members not going overseas to still perform at the game.
But athletics recognizes that we're trying to educate the whole student, and the student experience is important. You know, over here you see something 100 years old, and that seems pretty old. Over there we're talking 2,000 years old.
But an experience like this does come with a cost, $3,700 per student in this case. While many have been working extra jobs trying to raise that money, the band has also organized a crowdfunding effort through the USF Foundation to defer some of the costs. Rosanna Waney says the trip means so much for the Herd, so they appreciate the public's help.
For us, this is pretty much like a one-time experience for most of us in the band. So it was a pretty costly trip, and for a lot of people, they will never get to do another trip like this. So anything that we can get really helps out.
If you'd like to see how you can help support the Herd of Thunder, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. You can see the band in action on University Beat on WUSF-TV, Sunday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.